What up? It's Evan, a.k.a. RBD. Welcome back to the Soul Table.
Yes, yes.
Yes, and well, go ahead, girl.
Hello, everyone. I am Ashley Simone, and welcome.
Ashley's with us now, and
I am.
It completes us. I like this because last
permanently
the last episode we had that you were here, I was like, no, she got to come back. I need that energy in my life, and I got it.
Mike was like,
I like it. And I was like, no, I love it.
I appreciate that. Also, thank you guys for having me permanently.
Thank. We got to come up with a five or something. We gonna get one.
Okay. I'm with that.
I'm sorry. Mike, you know Uncle Mike. Uncle Mike, say something.
What's up, nieces and nephews?
Always Uncle snooping it up as usual.
Big Unc.
Isn't it? He gives those vibes, especially with the shorts. He did the cutoffs today. I wasn't even mad. Like when he came to pick me up and I didn't look on the camera. I just seen his car in my driveway. I looked outside. I was like, it would definitely look like my uncle picking me up to take me for the weekend, because I had all my bags and stuff, you know.
Oh, so he was waiting outside like a...
Kinda. Yeah, I had one bag outside, and I was like, Uncle Mike, he liked to play golf, so I had my clubs outside. I bought him some clubs. You're welcome.
Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and, that's nice.
Because I'm getting tired of playing by myself
mm-hmm.
and going to the driving range, because they'll call me, and I'll be there. He'll be like, yo, I won't play. You could have called me. No, now you can call me. now I'm waiting. I'm going to see. He's not going to do it. I know he's
not. You're not going to call?
No. Not
why?
He all right.
No. So the first time he went to the golf course with me, it was during my best friend Chill. He has a event called the Nice Things Invitational. So he was videotaping it. So we got to hole 11 or something like that. Mm. We was all drunk and tired at that point.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, go ahead, man. We don't even care. So gave him the club. He starts to swing. And he's like, I can't get it. He's like, man, that should do look like fun. I was like, man, keep your head down. And he hit the ball. It went 100 yards. That's not very far. But I was like, yeah, we got to get you. He's like, all right, I'm going to get some clubs. A lot of people, you know, they're afraid to step outside of their comfort zone or try something new. Because you hear golf, they think boring. And I'm like, no.
I actually hear very relaxing.
Very relaxing, very fun. And you will get drunk. At some point. Like, it gives you a reason to drink at 9 o'clock in the morning. It don't gotta be a...
What do you typically drink at 9 a.m. in the morning if you're golfing? What's your go-to?
Mm-hmm.
Or what would you recommend for people?
Well, I started off with probably like vodka and orange juice because it's breakfasty.
Okay.
If I can get to it. If not, I'll drink some straight bourbon. I don't give a shit.
Early?
I already locked in.
That early? And how long do you stay out there?
You be out there for like 3, maybe 4 hours. But it's a roller coaster. You're going up and down, up and down.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah.
So we have like a... We have
this
a
would
team.
Be a nice time to have like a shameless plug for Chill. Nice Things Transfusion.
We're going to get into that. I got you. Get you. We got it. He'll bite to it. So what do we all got on today? Ash, starting with you.
I have on... I think this is Johnston on the fitted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Adidas track jacket, a classic piece. Can never go wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Some Rocker denim and Sean Witherspoon's Gazelles.
I peeped them. I peeped them and she laced it up with the J Tips watch.
Oh, yeah.
Because we came in, I peeped. I was like, damn. I was like,
don't do that.
G Cole. We J Tips people over here. We got the bottle up there and Mike got one.
Of course. Mike got on J Tips today.
Yep. But we no longer can use those because he's now with Nike.
I'm still
using
them. You still can.
Oh, no. I ain't say you couldn't put them on.
It's part of the journey.
It is. And I love it. And friend of the show. So he.
Yeah, shout out to Tips.
Shout out to Tips for that. So I have on my Nina Chanel threes.
Love those.
These are creeping up into my favorite threes.
They're beautiful.
For a reason. Not just the simple fact that it's green, but this is one of the only times that Mike actually let them change the back tab. So I like, you know, I'm a stickler for details and stories.
She got to experiment a lot with those.
Yeah, this is pretty dope. I love it. It's two different tabs. I love these. Socks, Apothecary, pants, shorts, J. Crew, jersey.
Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Yeah, definitely. I'm never taking the hooches off.
Hoochie
anyway,
daddy season.
This is why I started doing leg tattoo. I want just enough thigh to be showing for you.
I'm cracking up.
Wife might not like it, but that's cool. Brandon, you got to deal with that. That's it. let's see, and Jersey, Mitchell and Ness.
Okay.
And hat, it's new era. It's the Simpsons edition. I ain't taking my hat off because I didn't. It's not that I don't have hair. Y'all saw I have hair. I'm not bald. Take all those comments back. I just didn't get it cut.
People assumed that you were bald?
People thought I was going bald.
They don't know how much hair you have?
I have a ton of hair.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Braid it.
Get the little shit locks, but I ain't going to do it.
You definitely can get the little, what's the little squirrel brush?
Mm-hmm.
Using that?
So I do use that.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but my hair naturally does that on its own.
Look at you.
So I just wake up, scratch, go. And I'm still late for work. So today, we're going to dive into some of the bigger questions in sneaker culture right now. Like, is Nike finally listening to consumers? Is resale culture officially dead? Are we entering a new branding era, a new golden age of branding era, like such as like a signature era of shoes like AE and Wimbiana, mm-hmm. even though Wimbiana doesn't have
Asia,
all of those. Yeah. And if you lost your entire sneaker collection tomorrow, and you can only keep 10 pairs, what would make the cut? Now that's not new. So we got a lot to unpack here. We're going just, that's something to think on like right now.
Mm. No,
that's a hurt piece because you.
That is.
It is because I see your face. I see Mike's face. Mike squinted. Yeah. I squinted while I was saying it because honestly, I don't know where I'm at with that. So.
Oh, wait. Never mind. We'll get to that. I'm not gonna jump ahead.
Don't you do I'm, this?
I'm,
your show.
I'm
you
not,
do.
I'm not. I'm not gonna jump ahead. We'll stay on course. We'll stay on course.
All right. Let's just start with Nike. So for years, sneakerheads have been asking for certain things in shoes, like bring back original shapes, stop changing the classic silhouettes, and focus on quality
colorways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you like listen to the people who are actually buying shoes. And now it feels like Nike is finally responding. The biggest example is the return of the 2001 Air Force One shape. Sneaker purists have been asking for years, when are we gonna see that silhouette back? Cause it's harder for Nike to lean into retros, OG and storytelling mm-hmm. and you know, consumer favorites. But the question is Nike finally listening because they want to? Like, do they feel like they want to listen? Like, they're doing it because that's what they want to do, or they're doing it because they have to do it?
I think it may be a little bit of both. And the only reason why I say that is because it takes them away from, like, the whole creating something new, innovation type approach.
Right.
Right? But then I think that Nike will always lean into its classics. Nike knows its home base.
Right.
You know, Nike knows like why they are Nike for a reason. And it's for those classic silhouettes. And then too, I think with the internet, mm-hmm. you got to listen to the people. Like, they're literally telling you everything that you need to know. You're getting so many different ideas, concepts, just from people talking, conversing on the internet.
Right.
I.e. spaces like X and all of that.
Right. So I look at it like this. Like, I think with the turnover in the office and the higher up offices, and in them, they're bringing, you know, big voices that are in the sneaker community, like, you know, like a Frank Cook and a Jim
yep.
Tips.
Yep.
Those are the people that come to you and say, look, this is what the people want. And they have so much clout and they have so much status in the community. Without any question, they tend to lean more into what they're saying. Because for a long time, I'm not going to lie, I stopped buying Air Force Ones. And it was for the reason they were too stiff. They were too yep. narrow. They weren't,
yeah,
they weren't like they used to be.
Yeah.
And me being, you know, that millennium baby, even though, you know, you're born in the 80s, but you really grew up in like the 90s and
for sure, 2000s.
Yeah. Right. You know what certain stuff looks like and you know the quality of it. Because mm-hmm. for me, walking with my feet balled up because I had real leather Air Force Ones.
Yep.
And it didn't feel like a block. It didn't feel like a brick. And I'm only using Air Force One because you can go down the list with any other shoe. Because what tends to happen is when they make a retro, they always make it something different about it. It's either too narrow. Yep. The material don't feel right.
The materials.
It don't lace right. It hurts yep. your foot. And if it do hurt your foot, it ain't hurting your foot where you expect it to hurt your foot.
Yeah. Like,
like, you know, Complex recently put out that post where it was like certain Jordans hurting certain areas. Well, now when they made the retros, they weren't hurting in those areas. They was hurting
in different areas,
total different areas than you would expect. But just knowing that there's a voice that actually resonates to them, hey, we need to listen to you because this is what you're part of that community. Okay, well, this is what they want. This is why this isn't selling. Because for a long time, I stopped wearing it. Like I said, I stopped wearing Air Force Ones. The only ones I bought was a pair of denim ones, the Colin Kaepernick's, and the off-white Air Force Ones. And if you really are looking at that, two of those are collaborations.
True. Like, very true.
And I didn't buy them because they just was the collabs. I literally bought them because they were hot.
Yeah.
And I very seldom wear them. I only wear the Collins on Juneteenth. but just seeing that they're attempting to listen, it in my mind it's a grab because you're losing your primary sneaker base is our age bracket, is us.
Yes.
And even though Nike is truly known for their technology and finding ways to insert innovation, they can't really insert innovation in the classics because it just won't fit.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't. We want them exactly how they were. We mm-hmm. want the same colors. We mm-hmm. don't want
nothing new.
The different reds, the different shades of reds. We want the red that we saw
exactly
in the original.
I don't want fire engine red.
Exactly.
I don't want cadmium red.
Exactly.
I want red.
Exactly.
You know, so
yeah.
when you take away the authenticity, now you got the right to actually question, you know, well, who is this for? You got, what are you trying to do? Because either you're trying to keep costs low to make the shoe, or you actually care about your consumer. That's how.
But they're not trying to keep costs low because costs are still increasing.
Oh, it is. Well, yeah, it is.
They wasn't listening for years.
Mm-mm. That's why they ran out of air on Air Max Day.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
The big release was canceled because they ran out of air.
Do y'all feel like the release of the 85 ones was like the, I guess, them checking the temperature of like how people would feel about like old silhouettes and shapes and feels of the sneaker?
Yeah, but yes. I think, of course, people love those because they're 85s, but if you compare those to the regular one that we all know, they wasn't as comfortable. They were very much stiff.
There was a lot of pushback.
It was so a lot of pushback.
That's why I'm wondering,
because
like,
of that.
Even like if they were checking the temperature of that, like I feel like that would have probably like made them take a step back of like trying to release like older feels to sneakers, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so this is where you have to take matters in your own hands. So throughout the years when shit was uncomfortable, you know what I would do? I would just take the insert out and put a different insert in.
True.
And make it comfortable.
True.
So at some point you can rectify or add your own remedy to the problem. If it's something like that. But for the most part, it was more built for nostalgia because we were asking for the originals. So you can't complain about the original silhouettes when they finally get it as close as possible as they actually can.
Thanks.
And they do so, and you got a little bit of pushback. All right, these ain't as comfortable as, of course it's not, because they didn't make it.
They didn't make it to
that
be.
Technology didn't exist.
Yeah.
So you want authenticity? I'm going to give you the authenticity. Here's this 85, it's higher, and it's more uncomfortable, and you figured out. So what I did was I took my inserts out, went Doc Scholl's, also have orthotics that's not an old person thing to have, mm-hmm. but it's for your back.
Mm-hmm.
And they are probably comfortable. You know, I ain't saying I got fallen arches. I'm just saying we got orthotics, you know, and it worked out.
And I think though with that too, they was testing the price point of the Jordan 1.
Yeah.
I definitely think they was testing to see how high they could go.
Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah.
So has the competition from New Balance, Hoka, On, and Asics, and you know what, and even Reebok forced Nike to pay more attention? Because what I noticed is with Reebok, they innovate. But they also beat those classics.
Yeah, they beat them down. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely think so.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think so. And not just in, like, we talking about, like, classic silhouettes, but, like, in other areas, too. Running, like,
mm-hmm.
it's other brands, Adidas, Hoka, what else people be running in? I seen somebody running Brooks, in some Owens. Brooks.
Definitely Owens.
Owens, yeah. For sure. So, like, yeah, it's other brands that are, like, coming out, and they have the technology, but they also are very comfortable.
Yeah.
Not even just the running sector, the hiking sector. Solomon.
That too.
With ACG.
That too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
With Solomon shoes, that's all terrain right there. That's a commitment.
Yeah. No. And Solomon's good. I like a good pair of Solomons.
I went hiking in my ACGs. Now, I ain't complaining, but.
You didn't like it?
I felt like I wasn't hiking the way I thought the ACG should. So maybe it was just me hiking. Because when I think of like hiking and AC, I think of running through a creek or pitching a tent, running from a bear, climbing up rocks. I do that. But it's only because I didn't do it.
Your hiking experience is that extreme?
I tried to make it so.
Okay.
So what did you want? Like a Revenant experience?
Yes. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Me and homegirl, we had backpacks on. She had like water. She went and got on it. She had she had a walking stick. She was like, left it in the car. So we walk on the trail, and it was like four different trails. It was like blue, red, orange, green. And I was like, which one's the hardest one? And it was like yellow. And I was like, ooh, let's do it. She was like, no. So we started walking like the blue trail, and somehow I got off the blue trail and got on the yellow. I was like, this shit ain't that hard. I'm trying to climb a rock. Like, you know how you see like the Hummer commercials or like the Range Rover, and they be like in the woods, like, you could do this with your Range Rover.
Yeah.
That's how I feel I should be able to do with the ACGs. I could do, but that was my fault because I wasn't in that zone. And okay. If I was.
Probably could have.
I would have done it. And that would have been cool.
You need to go camping.
I like camping. But in safe environments. I ain't doing it in the Poconos. There's bears out there.
Of course.
I worked at a summer camp in the Poconos. Got stories for days.
Yeah.
I
stayed in the Poconos one time. It's really nice.
It is.
It's nice. But them bears do be out there.
I did
bears
it in the winter. Deers. Like, if you go to a place and you see a bear with a trash can lid sign, and it says, and basically you got to look that up, and it says, tighten up, these bears is going to go in your trash.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't be there. Just telling you. Just telling you. All right. So we're going to take a quick break, pay some bills. That's what we got to do because we got bills to pay.
We always have to pay our bills. Stay the lights tuned. Won't be on.
They definitely won't be on. Stay tuned.
Outside 15 minutes ago, bro.
First of all, none of 15 minutes is an hour in black people time, okay?
What is that?
A supplement bottle.
A supplement? Nigga, when did they come out with those? You out here just buying stuff, not telling the homies that they got all this new stuff coming out, picking me up late. What's good with you, man?
I'm a good friend, because you ungrateful. You ungrateful. You know what? You could be walking on Scepter. You could be catching an Uber. You could be spending a lot. You need to get a bike.
Bro, where can I get the bike? Like, where's my bottle?
You know I can't get the fuck out of this car. It's been 20 minutes to get in here. Dislocated my hip again, trying to get the fuck back in here.
You want a bottle? Here. Hey. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I'm a good friend. I bought two.
Listen, man, I don't care what they say about you. You right with me. You solid with me, man.
I appreciate that.
And
we're back. Let's see. We got it. We moving right along. So let's dive into this one. So when people talk about Nike's competition, the first name that comes to mind is Adidas, right?
Of course.
Cool. But that really, personally, that I don't think that's really the threat anymore, because right now we're seeing consumers spend more money in a lot of different places. Now, you have New Balance that continues to gain momentum. Hoka has become a comfort powerhouse. On has exploded in both performance and lifestyle. Asics is having one of their strongest years in recent runs. So maybe Nike's biggest problem isn't Adidas. Maybe Nike's biggest problem is consumer boredom. I've been thinking about that for a little bit.
You think people are bored?
I believe people are bored. But here's why I believe people are bored. Because people always want something different. They want to try new stories. They want to try new experiences. And for the first time in a long time, consumers have options.
Yes.
So let's dive into this as far as we can. Which brand is the biggest threat to Nike moving forward? Yeah.
I mean, when I think about this, I think about like chronological order, mm-hmm. right? So I personally do not believe that Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's Nike, Jordan, of course. But then I feel like you may have two brands that could be in that two spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like jumbled up a little bit. I would definitely say Adidas definitely has to be there. But I can't even say New Balance because I don't know if they are still holding their momentum at the level that they once were
okay.
a few years ago.
So why do you say that?
I don't feel like people outside of Joe
yeah.
outside of Action Bronson, maybe when he dropped something.
I don't even think Action these days, honestly.
But the last one, the because he dropped the same silhouette as Joe, and that one was nice, and that one actually sold out. But I don't think outside of them, I don't think people are really paying attention to Adidas. I mean, not Adidas, New Balance right now. And to your point, I think that's just because other brands are killing it. Saucony is becoming one of those brands that's getting into the conversation from lifestyle to running.
Even if you're just talking collabs, even with the loss of J-Tips? Because for the most part,
yeah,
I see West Side Gun there. I see there's room for many other people to come in and fill that void, but it's just, will they take the jump? I don't think they will.
I think that like most brands, you have people in there that kind of operate from a position where they think they know what's going on, but they don't.
Right.
Right.
Fair.
So I think that it's going to take some proving, but I do think that they are like taking the right approach.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that they did with, what's her name? Oh, forgive me if I messed this up. Is it Metagirl?
Yeah.
Metagirl?
Yeah.
That collab went crazy.
That was the coolest look I ever gave anybody. I was like.
Yes, that was dope. Like, they have people on their roster. But, and I had this conversation before, like, Saucony is one of those brands that I feel like, even if they didn't have those people, their creativity goes a long way.
They do. They do. And it's been like that for a long time.
It has been like that for a long time. Like the stuff that they do on their own
mm-hmm.
is really good quality wise. Just overall creativity. They hit it out the park. So I do feel like.
Was it Jason Festino? He's definitely one of my favorite sneaker designers.
Yeah.
Period.
No. Yes.
And it's aside from Metagirl, they have Colors.
Yep.
Colors Plus.
Yep.
Mint NYC.
Yep. Because that pair that they did the all silver joint that was crazy.
They were dope.
Yeah.
They have a few brands that they collab with that are really dope.
Yeah.
Outside of you know.
Outside of the big dogs.
For sure. Yeah. So I think they would definitely still be able to hold their own with J-Tips going over to Nike.
Okay. So you, I'm not saying that's who you picking. You know, as the biggest threat. So.
Definitely not the biggest threat, but I do think that they need to be in that conversation. I think, obviously, always Adidas would be in that conversation. And I want to talk about Adidas, not just because of, if we're just talking about sneakers, Adidas has been killing apparel.
Oh, yeah. Adidas probably has the best apparel.
Right now, mm-hmm. today, like, I don't know other brand is killing it and, like, bringing out really good stuff at decent price points.
Good quality.
Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm.
super creative. And they paying attention to, like, the time.
Right.
Like, they're giving people, like, you know, funky designs.
No, they are.
Like, just, it's different. It's different. And they've been in their bag with it. So, yeah, they're two, in my opinion. They will always be two.
Okay, so Adidas is the biggest threat. That goes what I was saying. So, for me, it's a toss-up. It's a wild card. It's a dark horse. The reason why I say it's a dark horse because I'm not forecasting for, like, this year, next year, like, in competition of now. I'm forecasting for, like, 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I had to go 10 years from now and I'm looking at the roster, at the ability to create on the fly and to make even like a common silhouette that everybody does, because you'll find that Joe Fresh Goods will do the same thing as
Action?
Not Action. What's his name? White dude.
Oh, you talking about
Jack Harlow. No. I'm not saying he's. You know what I'm saying. I'm just going by.
I'm just thinking of recent Jack Harlow stuff. It has nothing to do with.
You ain't you bought the Flower Jones.
No, I didn't.
I thought you did.
But I'm thinking about the Neo Soul album. I'm not thinking about it.
I'm sorry. I put you in that position. Yeah, my bad, dog.
He tried it.
I'm sorry. I won't do that again.
And I actually like those.
I did. They I were. Like them. I like them.
I like them. I just think him as an individual, he just lost his momentum.
Yeah. He did.
I don't think it had nothing to do with it. New Balance.
And then, you know, you had, you know, Salehi when New Balance, when he created his New Balance, particularly the, you know, I'm terrible with the New Balance numbers, the orange ones that I commonly wear.
You talking about his first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm terrible with New Balance numbers. The numbers mess me up. I'm good with adding, subtracting, yeah, multiply, dividing, all that. I can't remember two silhouette numbers from New Balance. Like, but I know
my,
when I,
that's
I know
one of my girls.
992s?
Might have been.
I think that was a...
I'm sorry about that.
No, I got to look it up.
Yeah, I'm a true connoisseur with it.
That up.
But I'm terrible with remembering the numbers to Adidas. Okay. So it just in looking at that, and I would say New Balance because of their roster of athletes and stuff like that. Because if you can get them to where, you know, Adidas athletes are being marketed, you got yourself something on your hands. Because just sitting back and just actually considering and just thinking about, like, you got the world's best baseball player on your roster in Shohei Ohtani. You got one of the most athletic and noticeable power forwards in the league right now in, what's his name, Mike? Mavericks.
Oh,
Cooper Flagg. I told you my brain is thinking too fast.
No, I blanked on it too. Cooper Flagg.
And just going back, it's the 2002 R.
There you go. 202R, which is one of my favorites.
Yes.
You got him. Then you got...
New Balance is rocking?
Mm-hmm.
You have Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, Maxey.
Kawhi Leonard. You have...
Yeah,
cool. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Marvin Harrison
Jr. And you see they're collecting. Coco Graf. And you're collecting. So you got the faces. Now it's time to put the money behind these faces and time to put the machine behind these faces, because right now, like I said, you got Coco Graf, who's one of the most popular tennis players out right now. And you got Tyrese Maxey, who's on to come up for us in Philly. We already know what he's capable of doing. And
yes,
we see him like an AI, which you can actually attack. And my second after that would be Reebok, because they're going to get, like, they already got top girl, top woman, and Angel Reese. I don't care what you say, that girl's face is everywhere. She's been on the cover of Vogue. She's been in the Sports Illustrated runway walk. She has her own podcast. She has her own podcast. Not to mention, she is actually producing in the WNBA. And I'm not saying she's better than Caitlin Clark, because I will never put that two comparisons, because they're two different positions.
They are. And they're two different people.
Right. Yeah. Two different people. But just being a face.
She's a huge face.
Yeah.
And a very big deal. And I'm mad that Atlanta got her.
Crazy, right?
Yep.
And she's even.
I'm bitter. I don't care.
But and then she went off during Chicago. Like, she had like 17 and 15. Like, but at the same time, she's doing her thing. So you can't shy away from what Reebok is, you know, not projecting to do, but the possibilities of what Reebok can do in 10 years. I see them being back to how they used to be. Like, not saying that they're gonna have another AI, because if they get Darius Acuff, which I'm pretty sure they will, because that's AI Junior in my opinion.
Yeah,
they get him. Sky's the limit, because they're not afraid to put money behind their people. Now, New Balance, that's all they have to do. Like I said, you have Shohei Ohtani, and did a story not too long ago on wondering why, you know, why he's not being treated like King Griffey Jr. It's not because of the language barrier. The simple fact that this man is a starting pitcher and he is constantly in the top three of home runs, RBIs, everything. Like, he's a four-time MVP?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
All it takes is for them to just to get right. And you're not surpassing Nike, but you compete with them on an even different level. Like, you might just pass Adidas. There was a time where Under Armour was that way. They had Steph Curry. They had...
Or people thought it. People thought that they would be there.
They thought. But they, like I said, they had Steph Curry, Cam Newton, and Bryce Harper. All MVPs at the same time. at the same time. That commercial wrote itself. Yeah. And the fact that they didn't take the time to capitalize on it, I think other brands have learned their lesson. Because if that was Nike, that would be nothing.
Yeah. That's nothing. They would have did that instantly.
Now, if you look at now and you start to see all these people spaced out, all these players and athletes spaced out, you got the opportunity to actually sit down and actually cultivate a roster. Adidas is already doing it. So yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. Adidas is definitely always going to be number two. Mm-hmm. And they're not afraid to put money behind the athlete. They learned from what they did from Jordan. Because remember, during that time frame, not just when Jordan was out, they had five people with the same silhouette shoe, but they just was like, oh, we're going to give it a different colorway and we're going to name it after y'all. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you get a white, green, and red, and that's Sidney Moncrief, and that's his shoe. And then you got yellow, purple, and white, that's Magic. Black and white, that's Larry Bird. And he's like, all right, that's the silhouette of the shoe.
Yeah.
But that's their colorway. Yeah. Got the Magic Johnson colorway, which
it was like PEs. They were just selling pretty much the same.
Exactly. So if you can, if at New Balance, I think they could, because people don't shy away from them at all.
No, they don't.
And the fact that, you know, they're not afraid to collab with people. You know, like I think when ALD did one of his first New Balance collabs, it was a pink 574 and a green 574. I went through hell and high water to go get those Jones. And it wasn't because it was a collab. It was like, yo, these is really hot. Now take that away. Now you got the athletes hot. Now you got something in motion there.
Yeah.
All the parts of there, just put it together. That's how I see it.
I would agree. I think New Balance can definitely come back. I just think they got to find their groove again. I think they got to find their groove again. They got to take advantage of the people that's on their roster.
They do. Because if not, obviously, Adidas is going to take that number two, especially, you know, with AE having Kelsey Plum and AE just, he's something different.
Yeah, no, for sure.
All right.
For sure.
So we're going to switch, take a minute, take a break, be right back. So let's talk about this. Like, seriously, let's really buckle down on this. This is about resale.
Okay.
Hey, y'all fucking deal with me.
Yeah.
Now, if you really want to talk about resale, because if you've been around sneakers for a while, like we have.
For sure. I'm old.
You've seen a crazy shift. Now, there was a time where everything just sold out. And once it was sold out, you basically didn't have it. And every release was just a hype. Like, even if it was a GR,
yeah,
it was hype. Every release had some form of resale value. So at that point in time, StockX was booming, and
GOAT was
you know, doing numbers. Everybody thought they were a reseller. But now, shoes are just sitting. People are, you know, getting pairs at or even under retail.
Mm-hmm. Specifically waiting to see if a certain shoe is going to go under retail.
Yep. Yeah. So that right there forces something. And some releases that you thought would have been impossible to get, you know, 5 or 7 years ago, I'm going to go that far back. They became easy pickups like now. So one easy pickup you would have thought that would have been difficult to get was the Nike STs. I mean, it was a difficult pickup because of the way they were advertising, like, hey, Cunningham, that's how I view it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like if they really wanted to make that his shoe, that would have been a hard pickup a couple years ago. So this question is extremely simple. Is the resale culture dead, or are we finally seeing the market, you know, return to normal?
I feel like that whole era of resale was like a balloon. Right. And it was almost like,
ooh, I like that.
I felt like that was like, I don't know why, like a time where, I don't know, like people was just, everybody saw like, okay, this shoe can get up to this amount. So they was just like jumping on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then people were not fighting against paying those high prices. So it also showed that people are spending a lot of money right now. Like, for some reason, everybody is getting money. Like, it was nothing to take a GR Jordan 1, buy it, at least in my size, for $120, and then flip it for like $350, and the person wouldn't budge.
Right.
Just to say that they had it.
So they were being a predator on FOMO.
Yeah. FOMO, wanting to be in, wanting to have the latest, like, and then I think like the pandemic played a part in that.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah.
A huge role in that. But even then, it's so crazy though, because we wasn't even going anywhere. So
we didn't know, but that's the thing. Like, we didn't know if stores were even going to open up again.
Yeah, we didn't.
People were just buying.
We was just antsy. Yeah.
Damn, I didn't think stores were going to open up again. That was just dumb.
So and then too, bots. Like, I feel like once we got in the house, and then the only way you can buy stuff was online, and then bots got into the play, it made people even more. Like, that FOMO kicked in even more, to the point where it's like, okay, let me figure out how to do this. Now I'm finna enter every raffle now. Before, I used to probably only enter in like two or three. But now I see, like, even if I go online and I'm there at 10 a.m., I get stuck in the queue.
Yep.
Or I get kicked out of the queue.
Hmm. So I won't say it's dead. I think it's a recession. I think the fact that, you know, people are starting to branch out more. They're not really pressed on certain releases because there are so many things coming out at the same time. There was just a week where it would be like, it was just Jordan week. And you knew like second week of the month, Christmas week, 22nd, you knew 11th was coming out. Nothing was coming out. Don't even waste your time. Because you had, you know, All-Star Week and, you know, Christmas basketball shoes they was dropping. But because some stuff comes out every week, it's very hard to keep up with. So you got to kind of make a decision from time to time. So sitting in, like, do I think that, you know, like, resale culture is dead? I don't think it's dead, more so than it's, like I said, it's just a recession.
No, I think it's dead.
I think
people are prioritizing where they spend their money now. Like, I do honestly feel and a lot of that is, to your point, it's because of like the recession. But then I also think that like everybody just don't care to have everything anymore.
No, so they don't for now. But it's like the housing market.
Yeah,
everybody, you know, oh, I can live in an apartment. I can do this. You're gonna keep doing that until. You're going to want more space eventually.
Yeah.
And when you get more space, then you start, you know, filling that out, or you start, you know, start looking around like a bit more for like, oh, I feel a little bit better. But even in that case, sometimes you get a bunch of space and you're like, I want less space.
Yeah.
Because I got a house, got a nice size yard. And it, like when I first lived in an apartment, I used to always go, man, I want more space. Like for the first couple months, it was cool. Then, you know, my kids started getting bigger and I'm like, nah, I need more space. Well, now you try to, you know, add like, apply that to the shoe market. You're like, man, ain't nothing coming out. They keep coming out with the same silhouette, same shoes. Jordan just said not too long ago, we're going to stop making ones for a while. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you come out with Jordan 1, you show a preview of a Jordan 1 of that's made of football leather. Mm-hmm. And you like this, like,
yeah.
You just said you wasn't.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what is that doing? That's kind of building the hype of, oh, this might be scarce because they're not making these anymore.
Mm,
to which, but, what are you going to pivot to?
Okay, but even then, like, if we're just looking at resale of, like, okay, what's sitting, what's selling, right? Let's look at a shoe that was Travis Scott, for instance.
Mm.
If a Travis Scott dropped, take you back, what, 2019, 2020, resale on them would be easily, what, over a stack, especially if it's a Jordan 1.
Glad you said that.
Right?
Yep.
Easily, right? Fast forward now, the last two pair, the pink pack.
$350. You're right. But you're also seeing a drop in previous models. The first Travis Scott One High, was selling for, when it first dropped, it was at like $1,700.
Yep.
Then it went up to $2,400.
Yep.
Now my size is at $11.
Yeah, and this stuff is dropping now. Stuff is dropping. Yeah.
Because now these resellers are like, yo, I got this inventory. I had it for too long. I just want this going now.
Yeah.
So you're.
And then too, like I said, it was a lot of people that had FOMO. So they were willing to pay whatever price that you was throwing. just like, to say that they had it.
The FOMO kind of reversed now.
It is.
So you're basically saying it's a buyer's market.
It is.
Yeah, you know, real estate.
No, but it really is. Like now the buyer can call their price. Like
exactly. Because there have been times I'm going on GOAT and like, no, dog, you're going to get this 250 from, you know, 375. I just recently bought a project for a pair of 96 Jordan 11 IE from 1996. You know, I like restoring stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Dude wanted 375. I walked him down to like 180. Why? Because I know it's been sitting there for months.
Yeah.
So why I'm not in a rush, you the one that need the money, not me.
Yeah.
I don't need the shoe.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's dead. I just think we hit a recession point and now it's a buyer's market. I'll use that. But I do agree with what you're saying though. It's because people are finding other ways to allocate their funds, which is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people are starting to grow up.
Even like if you just out of resale, right? You think about like all the people who was doing content with sneakers on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and how many people have like announced like they're done doing sneaker content and they're selling their collections.
Right. Now, do you think that the market is healthier? Like has it became yes. healthier because of this?
Yes. Absolutely. Because now it opens up an opportunity for everybody to get what they want.
Correct. So.
And at any given time.
But that, so, see, I don't like that.
Why?
Because I don't want you to get what you want at any given time. I'm not saying I want it. I don't want that. I don't like it because it takes the joy out of,
So you want to be that person.
I'm always I got these that person.
And you know.
When you just walked in with the Show and Worthy spoons, right?
Yeah. These was not hard to get.
Low-key, Mike could have wanted those. And to him, that's a damn. Right?
Yeah.
To you is a, because you'll say it differently. You're like, hey, I just bought these. Yeah, they wasn't that hard to get.
But they wasn't.
But that's my Nina's. Retail.
Okay.
So I maybe wore these maybe like three times. And each time I wore them, ironically enough, it was the shoot with this exact jersey on. Not saying it's a set. Not saying I'm trying to wear this as a lay, but this is just coincidental.
Even if you did, that's your prerogative.
But it's only seen the light of day when I would leave here. So the best part about that is I walk outside and people are like, yo, what are those?
Yeah.
And then they go look them up and they be like, oh, I missed out. Or when I first got them, it was like sort of like the brick by bricks.
Yeah.
Initially they were now the brick after bricks are I can get those.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I'm still looking for the brick by brick.
That man.
I need my size. Definitely need my size.
Okay. Wait. So.
I am okay. To your point though, I'm surprised those are not
what
hitting the market.
You talking about the bricks?
The brick after brick.
So they're falling because they keep brick after bricks has had in the market. They keep finding restocks. And every like I'll open up my phone and be unboxing brick after brick. Like Dover Street Market had like four restocks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh damn. I missed that. And I just thought with them being so close to Fire Reds, I thought they would.
That'd have been nice to send to the chat, I'm just saying. But it's fine.
So I'm just going quaded to this. Like at the end of the day, sneakers are made to be worn and not treated like stock portfolios. But the fact that it's now a buyer's market more so than a seller's. Ashley thinks the market is done for resale. And
I think resale will always exist.
It's going to exist.
Right? It's always going to exist for certain products. Let me just say that. However, I do think that people paying $1,000 for Jordan 1.
Done.
That's a wrap.
Oh, it's done. All right. Unless it's old.
That's cooked.
Then it's done. All right, I'll take that. You win that, Ben.
That's cooked.
Mike from a distance. Did you just hit me with the Heil? Did you just eat off me? He did. That's crazy. Time out. We're going to take a break off of that one.
I think this big. Ain't even tie his damn shoes.
I am leaving safe.
But I see what he did with that bottle. That bottle is fire.
Yeah, but look how he carried it.
Stiffen your wrist. It matches the shirt like crazy, bro. How the hell you got shorts on with your knees going through the hole? You see how the pinks and the reds and all that matching with the sneakers? He got style.
So one thing that's been exciting to see is the rise of signature sneakers. And honestly, it feels like, you know, we're definitely in entering a new era. I don't know if it's the new golden era, but it's definitely a new era. So looking at the roster now, you have Anthony Edwards, Sabrina Ionescu, which is holding it down for the women. Because even
Asia Wilson is still though. That AE too is cool.
Oh yeah, 100%. But with she's on it because you'll see NBA players wearing Asia Wilson sneaks.
Yep.
Sabrina's. And you'll see him even wearing Angel Reese's,
yeah.
Set aside from her dude, whatever boy name is. He look weird though. They look like
Del Carter.
They look alike. Yeah. They do. They don't look alike. I'm gonna throw Victor Wembanyama in there because right now he's about to hit the free agency soon, I believe in October. Pay off that. Okay. Pay attention to that. John Morant.
Yes.
Like I said, Asia Wilson and Devin Booker. I don't kind of like Dev in this category because he's wearing the same silhouettes for 3 years straight.
And he hasn't, they haven't really switched up anything with him.
It's been
the same.
7 years.
Yeah, just different colorways now. Ja.
And then we're just not releasing the shoes. We're releasing all these PEs as far as to the media.
Right.
And there's some really good PEs, but it's just I want to buy the shoe.
Yeah.
You said you wouldn't?
I would.
He wants to. Yeah.
Why are we just
making them just for him?
Yeah.
Because they petty.
Yeah, pretty much.
And his shoes don't move. That's why I'm not going to make the shoe if it moves. Like when he did the Halloween edition, they moved. When he did the Chevys and
that did move.
But that story behind that,
that moved.
The hype behind that was based off his shoe. I mean, his car collection, which is dope. Yeah. And I still want that Bronco, but that's a whole nother story. So basically, every one of those athletes has brought fresh energy to the sneaker game. And for the first time, honestly, it feels like signature shoes matter again. So it's okay. We can debate. Are we seeing another golden era in signature sneakers? And if you had to rank it today, or if you had to rank today's signature lines, who's got number one? Who's got the top spot?
I got a question.
Yeah.
What would you consider the golden era of signature sneakers?
You want to go, Mike?
I would say the 90s.
You said the 90s?
Yeah.
We gonna touch in on that.
Late 90s, yeah.
We gonna touch that. Mm-hmm. I like you. We gonna, mm-hmm. I got that. So for me, he gonna go to 90s.
Because you could go 90s, you could go 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that was a whole another generation. Whole beast. Kobe, AI.
Yeah. I'll go 2000s. We get back in that argument. That's one of my favorite arguments. So I'm cool with that. It's no different than saying, you know, who's the top five best rappers in the world ever.
Okay.
Which we gonna get into that. So
okay.
So do you feel like we're entering another golden era? That's fair.
Yes. Yes and no. I always say yes and no.
You do say yes and no.
I do. I say yes and no.
On the fence. You just say
I do. But no. Here's why I say that. I would say yes for certain. I would say yes for certain athletes. And if I had to pick who would be the top, it's hard because Ja's good. A's good. But Ja momentum is
it's building.
It's crazy.
It's building.
It's crazy.
I fell victim to it.
Me too. Me too. And it's a couple more pairs that I want. But yeah, it's between Ja and Asia, in my opinion.
I think Ja has the most potential to bring us back to styling basketball shoes with fits again.
He does.
Yeah, absolutely.
He does. Also, it's a good throwing shoe. Good throwing shoe.
Yeah.
I hit one of my kids in the back of the head with the shoe. That joint, it got some movement.
It had a little whip.
I was like, ooh, this joint, you ain't getting far from me with this. I got an arm too. Pop thought he was getting away. You thought. Try it again.
But yeah, that's why I say yes and no, because I think it depends on the athlete. It's not like the 90s or even the 2000s where we had so many different athletes coming from so many different directions, football, baseball. I don't think we're there.
Okay. But you see the potential to actually get there.
I do.
Okay.
I do. If brands are willing to take those chances.
I was about to say, so what would it take for them to
brands
get
brands would have to take those chances with with certain athletes. Like, you just can't go after, like, the cream of the crop. Mm-mm. And because I feel like everybody who had, like, a popular signature shoe in the 90s or the 2000s, well, like, mainly the 90s, like, they wasn't necessarily, like, the cream of the crop. Everybody wasn't a Jordan.
Nobody wanted to be Damon Stoudemire.
Right? But they have timeless. So brands will have to take those chances again. And I think that was a time where it was just like brands needed athletes to help build their brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, brands were trying to reach a certain consumer base back then. So you wanted to get damn near everybody in your stuff. And like you needed that attention. I feel like now brands feel like they're doing the athletes a favor in a sense.
Yeah. So, man, I'm glad you brought that up. We'd be locked in.
Yeah.
So,
being honest,
I look at it like this: like, if you're an athlete, you got a couple dreams. You got the dream to get drafted. You got the dream to win a championship, and you have the dream to have your own shoe.
Yep.
And that also comes from when Nike would let you do, you know, when they would let you ID your own shoe, and before you could put your name on the back tab, which you still can, but you could put your full name on the back tab and save the silhouette and somebody else could get that with your call on it.
Yep.
And it's one of those things. What?
No.
I thought you was thumbed down. Like,
no.
Like, that's crazy.
No, I was just...
Nah.
You really are impressed.
No.
So,
not at all.
In just... That's crazy. I was like, that's wild.
No. I like where you're going with this. But
In seeing that, and you're trying to do that, and you can play off of that if you're a brand. You can be like, well, as a kid, you always wanted your own shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing athletes now, it don't matter where they're going
in their mind.
So you got people going to Anta, you got some going to Ling. I'd be saying that joint wrong. Ling-a-ding, ling-a-ning-ning, ling-ning.
I'm not even going to join that.
Leaning?
Yeah.
Ling, yes. I'm saying it Asian-y, and I shouldn't be. But you see them, and they're going to obviously where the money is, but sometimes it's not just the money, it's where you get your creativity. So you got Steph Curry who leaves Under Armour and he goes to Li Ning, and you got Victor Wembanyama, who's, I'm going to say it right now, he's going to be the absolute biggest sneaker free agent ever, because he's 7'5". He got that, you know, that vintage player mentality, and he's already got a nickname. He already got a cachet. He's already built his brand.
Mm-hmm.
So even though he's with Nike right now, he don't got to stay there. He can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He can continue to be a sneaker free agent for all we care, because you're buying, you're when you get him, you're getting him for his brand, and he don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
He could, I'm not saying he could come out with his own shoe, but in theory, He could break the bank.
Yeah.
And be set for ways of life.
Yeah.
So when you see athletes now and you see them get their own player edition, because that's where everything is headed back, particularly with Nike and New Balance, that's where I see it at. It kinda sucks because you're not getting your own shoe. So I can go back as far as Iverson, you know, taking a meeting with Nike, not signing with Nike, signing with Reebok.
Yeah.
And then you see the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the Damian Stoudemire, right?
Yep.
Same fucking shoe. Came out around the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you see those two and you're like, well, that could have easily been Iverson's shoe. And I see how, because it moves, is built for his movement, but they got to put a name on that because you're selling it with the player.
True.
Instead of just calling it, you know, Air, I forgot what it was called. For right now, I told you my brain just be racing from time to time. It's the ADD. But you know, you got that shoe and it don't have a name attached to it. So it's kind of, at that time frame, was harder to sell. Now things are way easier to sell because certain shoes are just performance based. When athletes get shoes now, it's literally to play ball in.
Yes.
Well, now you're getting these signature athletes who are dual salesmen because they're selling for the sport and they're also selling for the lifestyle.
Yep.
So AEs are easier to match. They streamlined them, made them shorter.
Yep.
I mean, lower cut so they can fit better with jeans.
Yep.
The Jaws, y'all just said.
Are very good. Jones,
they're very good. You line them up. You can wear these anywhere.
Ages,
same thing. Line them up, wearing anything. And is a good place that wear these signature shoes in. Because now if you get a signature shoe, you know the idea is to be a signature shoe to be worn on both platforms, not just one. So I think that we are walking into another golden age. We just need, like you said, we just need a couple more people.
Yeah.
And we need a couple more people in other brands, not just one. So
for sure.
Not yeah, just
it needs
Nike.
To be spread it out.
Right. Yeah. So when yeah. I see, you know, when they did the Shohei Ohtani's, they didn't have fun with those shoes.
Yeah.
So when I did the comparison to Griffey to Shohei, I did it based solely off of marketing ability and, you know, being a world class not world class athlete, but being a actual public figure, not just being an icon, because he is for essentially central an icon. You don't have to play baseball to know who he is, but you know who he is.
Exactly.
Griffey.
Yeah,
Griffey.
Yeah, for sure.
You did not have to watch baseball to know who Griffey was. Griffey was wearing his hat backwards. He had the Air Max Griffey ones with the strap on it. And I can tell you right now, my wife, she knew what those shoes was instantly. Never played a sport in a day in her life. Knew yeah. who they was,
yeah.
where they came from, and literally was like, I want those shoes. I want the Griffeys. And I looked at her like.
And that's because he was everywhere.
That's because he was everywhere.
He was everywhere. But you know who we also didn't mention, and I think he needs to be thrown in that conversation, and in possibly like a contender in that number one spot?
Mm-hmm.
Shy.
Yep.
And Converse.
Yep.
What? That's
see,
a what?
See. Maybe it's because I don't like the Shaws.
I don't know about number one, but
he's up there. He's definitely up there. He could be up there.
Absolutely.
He could be up there.
If he's not number one, he's like 1B.
He could be up there.
Yeah.
He's in a discussion.
Okay.
You have to say.
No.
And consistently think about how, mind you, this is his first essential.
Right.
Essentially, right. So the different colorways.
Right.
They drop in like every other week. They sell out. They may sit in some stores, but when still, I go look online, they sell out.
And they still have functionality as a sports shoe entirely.
Yes, and then he's also a very fashionable guy, so people admire him for style.
The man had a fur coat, scarf, shawl. I don't know what the hell that shit was.
He did. But that's what the new generation like.
Okay. All right, I'll push out there. I think fall intent purpose, the best potential is Ja. The man holding the torch right now is obviously Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know nobody that don't got nothing. They started making his shoes cleats. Now, football cleats, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And they was right for doing so. Like,
I mean, it's a good shoe.
It is a good shoe.
And it's a good shoe.
And
the colorways are good.
100%.
Yeah. And okay. The price point is nice.
So for you, number one is?
Three of them.
Okay, you put all three up there.
Well, like, two.
Are you got anybody for your number one?
It's that
two.
Libra scale. That
it is.
I'm on the fence.
Can't never make a decision.
Number one for me.
He can't
functionality, AE. As far as like how they've released and like creativity, Ja. Yeah.
For this. This round, like, because this first two shoes, like, they were good, but they weren't great. I think this
the
Ja 3 is.
The Ja 3 is what's killing it, right?
Ja 3, when I first seen them. The
Ja 3 is platinum.
The first ones, the purple and pink, they should have been the Kool-Aids.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Like I even hear, like, the little kids talking about, like, I want the Ja's.
Oh, yeah. My boys, 100%. Like, yeah. They're like Jordan and Ja's. And it's not even a debate. Get them both.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No.
For me, number one spot. I'm gonna still go with Ant-Man because commercial wise, when it comes to him building the machine, all he needs is a good collab and then he'll have it. Now, I don't know who I could see actually doing it. But I could see like a true mashup, whereas, you know, AE, Adidas, and I'm just say Action Bronson, just say Action Bronson because I need a name to fill in. But I could see them actually doing something like, or Pharrell, somebody actually doing it, because he's such a, becoming such an icon without actually wanting to be one, or actually even trying, that you ain't got no choice but to want to work with him. All right.
Ooh, you know, ooh, since you spoke that, I would like to see, yeah, I think it would be a little different, but I think it could work. Willie, how you pronounce his last name? Chavez? The designer.
Yeah, I'm gonna mess that up. I ain't even gonna try. I already know I'm gonna mess that up. My brain is racing. Took my medication this morning.
You're funny.
It's bad.
I think I butchered the last name, but I think him and AE, that would be dope. Chavaria.
Yeah.
Okay. The S is throwing me off sometimes. Chavaria.
Yeah, that's why I knew when it was spelled. Like, I stopped. And once you got to Willie, I was like, ooh, she's saying a name I can't say. I'm cool. if it ain't Johnson or Brown, I can't help you.
No, I think that would be a good one, because they're like, it's almost like two different worlds, but I think they would collide very well. And I really like Willie and his brand and just what he's been producing with Adidas too.
Well, Mike, you connected to Adidas, make that happen, man. Stop playing.
I connected with Adidas.
See, this goes back to our conversation with Adidas being in that two spot.
I mean, they got to do something to get to number one. So,
do you think that they will ever get there?
Nike been on top for too long, and it, like, they won't allow themselves to fall off the tree. But so far, I think they'll get super close because nobody has been able to do it, and it's not going to happen. And the only reason why is because, Nike always finds a way to be innovative, even when they aren't trying to be innovative. So the best example I got is Wembanyama. After winning the Western Conference Finals, they dropped that crazy commercial, and it wasn't even theirs.
Yeah, that's true.
People are always willing to help them.
That's true. So that's very true. That's very true.
Cool. So let's dive into this final question, so we can get up out of here, because we've been taking up a lot of time. So. Here's the challenge. Now, imagine you wake up tomorrow and your entire sneaker collection is gone. Every pair, everything. But somehow, some way, you get to keep 10 pairs, and only 10 pairs, absolutely no replacements of shoes. What 10 are you keeping?
I was like, I can't buy another.
You can't buy nothing. You got it already.
If it's gone, how is it gone?
Because they left you 10 pairs.
They left me.
They left you 10 pairs. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even get to pick the 10
pairs. Or it could have burnt up. Now, we'll do fire, because I'm a firefighter, so I could do that. Your house scheduled fire. Insurance comes back, says you can only get 10 pairs of shoes.
All right, no. All right.
I like that
one. I want the scenario to make more sense. Okay. So fire happened. And they say there's 10 pairs of shoes that are left. Which 10 pair of shoes do I hope are left? How about that?
You can do it that way, but the way I said it sounded pretty cool. You went through insurance, and they said, we're going to buy you 10 pairs of your shoes that you lost.
Okay. So which 10 would you
replace? 10 pair would you replace?
That changes the question for me, though.
Okay. All right, then go with yours. What 10 pair do you hope is still in that closet?
Just 10? Is crazy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 9, 10? 10 pairs. I'm here for it.
Because it's so many shoes. How are you literally just going to pick 10? Okay. Bread Force, one.
That's Bread Force, one.
That's instant.
Bread ones?
Bread Force.
You said Bread Force.
Bread Force is our
first. Oh, yeah, Bread Force,
that's
one.
That's right. One.
Bread Force, one. Boop. Pull it up on the joint when you do it. All right, so yours is Bread Force, ones. Mine's would be my first one. Would be my Travis Scott Fragment ones.
I would take those too. Yeah.
So that's my one.
Yeah.
What's your one, Mike?
Lexman 3.
2.
Olivia Kim Fours.
Ooh. Okay. Nike SB Costin 1. I mean, Costin Low. The first ones, the blue ones. Those are my favorite SBs.
my Mama Bear SBs.
Good for you.
My favorite, let me think about my SBs. Crenshaw, the Crenshaw Skate Club SBs.
Okay. PSNY 17s, the black ones.
Cougar 11s.
I'm going to go Nike Air Max 1s, the Air Max Day pair that came out.
The red ones or the blue ones?
The blue.
All right. That was 24. So I'm going
to yep.
I'm gonna join you in the Air Maxes. My Air Max 1 Atmos Safaris, the cheetah prints with the zebra print.
Oh, that's a good one.
Those are my favorites.
That's a
good one. I wear those all the time.
That's a good
one. And I be trying not to, but I can't. The shoe be calling me.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Like, Daddy,
you got to keep those.
Honestly, it's not like the, like, I need a pair of Sambas.
Sambas?
Yeah, I need a pair of Sambas because if I can't buy another pair of shoes, I need a pair of Sambas.
I respect that.
For, like, to get this fit off. You know what I'm saying?
So. I respect that.
Okay, that's fair.
I would pick my, do I want to go Joe or do I want to go Salehi?
My knees hurt. I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry I put you in this dilemma. I love you, though. But
I would go with the Salehi 2002 R, the, what was it, like the Ocean, the blue pair. The ones, the second, they came out second to the...
To the orange ones, yeah.
Yeah, to the desert.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like the aqua with the...
Yep,
beige.
I panels. Love those colors.
You're making it.
And I went through a lot to get those.
So, I would probably... My off-white... lot of 50, number 50, all black with the silver.
You would have the all black.
One nose in the raffle. And I even remember when they were all distressing them, everybody was doing, I distressed mine. So it's not all, it's suede out now. Oh, dope as
cool.
Hell.
That sounds cool. Go ahead.
My Salehi 990 V2, the Sand Beat of Times.
Yep.
The pink and orange ones.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Six piece.
I would pick the off-white. Honestly, the off-white Alaskas. Well, then they're off-white, but the Virgil Abloh archive.
The VAAs?
Yes. Yes, I would have to add those. Only because I don't have any of the other three.
I'm going to go back with off-white and pick up my off-white Air Jordan 2s. I love those shoes.
That's a good one.
And
that's a good one.
I can't just sit them down. They look right with anything. You put them Jones on with a suit, they still look right. And I have. So, yep.
Okay.
They're coming home.
Joe Freshka 990 V4 Keishas.
You got Keishas?
Yeah.
You suck.
See? See? I told you. It works.
Uh-huh. That's nice. See?
That's going to be like your that. Move from here on out.
Because then I'm going to be salty.
Thumbing down.
I am going to go. Oh, I gotta go take it back to Chicago. I need those. The No Tray Dunks. The cream pair. I would need those.
Okay. So
you guys remember those?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm always keep it classic. I'm a hope because these are one of my favorite silhouettes. My Air Jordan 1 85 Pandas. Most people don't.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's
a good one.
That's an instant classic.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It's crazy because I got the retro, but I had to find the original 85s so I could actually restore those. I still haven't restored them yet. I had them in Jones for like 7, maybe 8 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
For nostalgia purposes, I remember my first dunk that I got was it was a Dunk Low Mango Hop. It's not like a sick, like covered a pair, like in the, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it was this is for you. It ain't gotta be nothing.
So just for nostalgia purposes, that was the first pair that
you got me in. Yeah. Okay. I would have to go with.
I'm sorry, it was so many, but it's
dope. Iowa Dunks.
Ooh. The Wu-Tang.
I didn't like that they did that. I have them. I appreciated it, but that's kind of like one of those things where it was just like it just should have stayed.
They should have left them alone.
Because it's like a story. It's like a folklore almost. You know, I feel like it kind of should have stayed there. But yeah, Iowa Dunks, and then Leaders did a classic K-Swiss. So I would need those.
I love my Swiss. I love my K-Swiss. Yeah. That was my commercial, yo.
I need those.
Like every hood dude or drug dealer in Philly would wear khaki shorts, a barbecue shirt with some K-Swiss, no socks.
The white and reds.
The white ones or the black ones.
Yes.
Black ones, somebody was getting shot that day. The white ones, we was going to a barbecue.
Yes.
100%. Definitely a block party.
Yes. Yeah, 7?
Yeah, we're at 7. Yeah.
7.
Mm-hmm. Just a pair of regular black and white Van, old schools, not the Eras.
Skate highs or skate the lows?
The lows.
Okay.
Just because I know at some point I'm going to wear them. They're going to be ambidextrously used. A, I'm going to use them as all-purpose shoes. B, I'm going to wear them with a suit. C, I'm going to wear them with a suit. D, I'm wearing to a funeral. Mm. Not mine, though.
Yeah.
Cool gray nines.
Ooh.
Nostalgia.
Ooh. I'm going to meet you on the nines, and I'm going to take my olives.
I'm going to meet you with the olives. I'm going to take mine, too.
So we all olived up except you. But we nines. We nines.
Cool gray is nostalgia for me, too.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm taking it is nostalgic for me because that's my son, Pop. That's his favorite shoe. He can't fit them no more. And he still tries to put his foot in them. And I'm like, I bought him some more. But them's his go-to.
Them his go-tos.
So... For 8 would be my Lightning 17. Lightning 17s. You can still get them.
I was.
We gangbanging on Lightning 17s?
I was going to name those.
Okay. I'm still wearing mine. I ain't even take mine out of the case yet.
Bread 11s.
All right.
I need a pair of Bread 11s.
I ain't putting no 11s on my list. And that's my favorite Jordan. But it's not necessary for me to have it because I've already had it. Y'all not gonna believe me on this one, but I don't care. The Air Force One.
What's my girl name?
Billie Eilish. The tan
really?
One.
Really?
With the straps?
You lying. Really?
I'm gonna tell you why.
The high top?
The high tops.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because when you put those on, I don't care what, how, when you wear them, people always ask you, what are those? And they don't mean it in the negative light.
What are those?
They be like,
no, they just never seen those before.
They never seen them.
So you would get them just because of their conversation starters.
I would keep them I would hope they were still there or have them, you know, replenish those because that shoe is a conversation starter. I enjoy conversation pieces when it comes to, I hate that word pieces because people have been using that word together. But when it comes to sneaks, just that shoe we can talk about. And you didn't, and it's a shoe I didn't expect to her to even try to make because she was doing Jordan. She did a 17, she did a 14. And for her to step out
of that. She did a 15.
I'm sorry, 15. She did that and step out of that. And her to make that, I was like, oh, okay, I'm cool. Because she could have easily made all black ones.
Yeah.
Nope, she made green and she made tan. Tan ones win. I'm wearing them and I'm telling you, they just dope.
Yeah.
They just look right.
If I had to throw a consolation piece, if they allowing me a little extra, I throw the 15s in there. That's the Billie Eilish 15s.
Yeah. Oh, they were so pretty.
Yeah. Those are clean. Mm-hmm. That's why I say they dropped the ball with her.
They did. What number were we on?
This is like 9.
All right, 9.
Laney 14s.
I want to zoom in for that.
Arthur
Haynes included.
I'm on my year 3s.
Solid. Damn.
The first 3.
So I'm going to go super comfort, and I consider these like sandals from Arrow 5s.
Ooh.
Yes. Okay.
Any one of them don't matter. Particularly, I would hope that the green ones could get replenished from 2019.
Yep.
Because they, you can't beat that level of comfort, bro. It's like, that's a perfect kickball shoe. Like,
yeah, no, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. Last one.
Bordeaux 7s.
Oh, that's a good one. Last shoe. If I had to pick, it would be my Dornbecker 17s.
Well played. Yeah. Well played, man.
Yeah.
Well played. That's why I squinted at you.
Yep.
Yeah, I need
Dornbecker 17s.
I forgot about those, but I need those.
I didn't.
Well, I mean, they just left my conscience for a little bit, but I need those.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Ronnie Fig.
Ooh.
ASIC.
Ooh.
Salmon.
Ooh. Classic.
Salmon toes.
Yeah. Classic.
I'm talking
salmon toes.
Now you taking it back.
I'm talking about with the
you taking it back.
The box. The
yeah.
Grape.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Good shoe.
Okay. I like that.
Boom.
I like that. That's a solid list. That's a solid 10. I would want all 3 and some change, but.
I want all 3 and some change. No, I'm going to go with the first ones and the second ones. I ain't like the third ones because they blacked out the bottom. If I could have a constellation, it would definitely be my Air Max 90 infrareds just for the regular. And Air Max 90s, Air Max 1s are obviously my favorite go-to shoe, but. I don't know, but hey, those are what we picked. Personally, I like all of our lists.
Yeah.
Seems like we had some variety, and that intel lets me know that it was really tough because it took a long time. To come up with
it did.
So listen.
How big are y'all collections before we?
Mine's
how big.
Yeah. What's y'all number?
I'm at like, I dumbed down. I gave a lot of stuff away, so I'm at like 2.
You count it recently?
Hold on.
I'm in the 2s. I don't know how much, but
you're
in
the 2s.
In the 2s,
yeah. I'm gonna go 240. I ain't gonna open it. I got an app that tells me how many shoes are in there.
Okay.
I don't have everything in there, so I know it's not all of it because I'm building my shoes in right now in my backyard.
Okay. Nice.
What about you?
I am just count it. So I think I'm around like 330.
I knew it. Because of the way she said, where y'all at?
I was just curious.
I'm about to bust your ass.
That's not she even did. True. She Do you know that. How many people that could bust me? Don't do that.
Anyway,
I'm just saying, so like, and I'm talking about like women too, like 500-600 pairs.
Only person I can think of is Millie. You know Millie,
Millie?
Right?
Yep. Yeah,
that's my dog right there, and I know since day one she used to slide it off to hey go ahead man
nah Millie
that's
nah,
my,
for sure.
My girl right there. I gotta talk to her. All right, so that's going to do it for this episode of the Soul Table. Make sure you jump into the comments and answer today's questions. Is Nike finally listening? Is resale dead? Who's leading the signature renaissance? And if you could only keep 10 pairs from your collections, what are they? For me, Mike and Ashley, Mike, you got a slogan for me today?
Yeah.
We out.
Yeah.
We out. That's it. You something else.
I know.
From our table to your table, we are the Soul Table. Also, I'm Evan, a.k.a. RBD. And remember, live in your souls.